Episode 2718, Leave the Details to God.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen in your life, because God has something for you. But you got to be on the lookout. Don't just go through the day just kind of putting God on the sidelines. Oh, no, no, no. You need to include Him. Leave the details to God. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. So let me ask you this. How much of your day are you trying to orchestrate? When you stumble or succeed, control is not in your hands. Leave the details to God. You know, nothing can be more frustrating than trying to get everything accomplished by the deadline you have set. Most of the time, deadlines are not met, well, except for maybe a project or two at work. You know, you got the laundry left in the dryer and not folded. More wrinkles. Dinner at 5:30 really means 6:15. Bedtime routine completed on time? Nope. It's usually 30 minutes later all the time. Schoolwork done before it's due? Nope. Wait until the last minute. You know, why not add that extra stress? Date night kept on schedule? Nope. More like every other month. This is everyday life. Beautiful, but complicated. Yet what I find is there's more beauty than complication if we leave the details to God. Psalm 37, verses 23 through 24 says this, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." God wants to be in your details, and the only person who gets in the way of that is you. It's interesting. When we stop long enough, we can hear God speaking to us in many ways. You can be outside, and maybe the wind echoes through your area in your backyard, and all of a sudden it's like God gives you something. It's that gut reaction, that heart that says, whoa, I'm connected. I'm in the presence of my Creator. I hear God saying right now, walk with me. Leave the details to me. You know, it was interesting. Our grandson is spending a lot of time with us, and we absolutely love it. And we were out walking yesterday, Papa, Grandma, and Grandson. And can I just say how independent our grandson wants to be? Oh yeah, he is all over it. But yet at the same time, he's like, nah, I don't want to get hurt though. So as we walked together, he began to realize that if he held our hands, there was no worry of a fall and a scraped knee. The same goes with God when He extends His hand to us, when He extends His hand to you. He is there to catch you. Walk with me, he says. Don't just try to go and do life all on your own. Don't try to be a 25-year-old when you're only a toddler still. And sometimes we try to do that. We may think we're grown up, but guess what? God still knows best. Well, I got up early yesterday morning also because, well, work needed to be done before the grandbaby got up. And so I was like, I got to get all this done. So I was out picking blueberries from our trees. And oh my goodness, they have been delicious this year. Absolutely beautiful and just yummy and scrumptious. And, you know, we all have been enjoying eating them. And there's only like 3 trees that we have, but they are producing so many blueberries. Well, I allowed myself to go into God's presence when I was picking them. And I saw the details with heavenly eyes. And I must say that the berries looked even better than what I saw a week ago. Not because they were ready to be picked, because literally these blueberries, you have to go morning and at night because of the way they ripen. And when they're ready to be picked, you'll have some that will turn, you know, the dark blue that you want. And others, they stay very simplistic and they're kind of green and white. And then they turn this pretty shade of pink that gets a little brighter, and then all of a sudden it ripens and it's time to pick it, and it's that beautiful deep blue. It's amazing. the differentiation in colors as they grow, the clump of berries as they help support each other while they mature, and as the wind blows, the leaves keep the pesky bugs away. If God created blueberry trees to be so intricate, don't you think he desires to be intertwined in the details for you? God delights in the details. So stop worrying and start praying. Get yourself connected more with God. Stop putting him on the sidelines. Let him play in the game, your game of life. Let God in on the details, because his plan is always the best plan. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.